You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice-cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, presented by Strainwise Consulting. This week, we're going to talk about a list that was recently put together honoring the best-selling and fastest-growing cannabis brands and products on its B2B e-commerce platform. The platform we're talking about is LeafLink, which hosts over $600 million per year in wholesale orders. LeafLink is the cannabis industry's standard wholesale ordering platform. Like I said, with over $600 million in annual orders, headquartered in New York and Los Angeles, it connects over 700 brands and over 2,500 retailers across 12 states through its B2B marketplace. Today, we're going to talk with the CEO of LeafLink and the person who was responsible for helping to manage the LeafLink list. So I'm here with Ryan Smith and Claire Maloney. Ryan and Claire.
Hey, George. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. And I was fascinated by getting into this list. Now, for those who didn't know, the LeafLink list is designed to measure how cannabis brands and products are securing shelf space in dispensaries and finding success. Take me through, this posed to both of you, take me through how this was all assembled and why building this list was important. Talk to me about the importance of the categories, the election process, etc.
Sure. So, I mean, the idea originally came from building, and every part of what we create here at LeafLink is around having transparency and really building up brands and the teams behind them to help scale their businesses and really advance the industry. And so to have for the first time a list that calls out based on the interesting information that we have on our client relationships with them, who's leading in certain categories, how they're pioneering in different ways, was something that we wanted to create in a consolidated concise way for everyone to plug into, because as you know, the industry is growing so quickly. New states are moving at different speeds, going in different directions, but to bring it all together with one story was something that we were trying to go towards, and it's been done in other industries as well. So creating that same dynamic here was important. And then Claire and I began talking about it with Susanna on our team as well, and they really began building it out, and that was where it started.
Now, Claire, I want to go ahead and point out to you, so for those that didn't know, you're the first hire at LeafLink. You're also the growth manager. Take me through, you know, when you were tasked by this, I guess by Ryan or the team, and How did you tackle this when you were looking to put this together?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting you bring that up, because being the first hire, I've seen a lot of the growth of LeafLink. And this was an idea we actually had maybe a year and a half ago when Ryan first brought it up. But now that we're live in 12 states, we have over $600 million a year in orders. We were actually able to put together a really robust list featuring some companies that are now live in 5-6 of our states. So it's really exciting to see how far we've come, and that we were able to, that we have so much data to put a list like this together. And to talk a little bit more about the methodology of the list, we have two higher level categories. One is brands and one is products. Brands are really important to us on LeafLink, because we always talk about this, but we really believe that the best brands will really be leaders of the industry. So it's not just, you know, some brand list flower, et cetera. It's really creating a brand like we see in any other industry. So like, if you think of beverages, you know, Diet Coke, for example, compared to a more generic product. So we featured some brands that have been doing really well in their categories. And top brands was simply brands that have the highest sales on LeafLink across our states, as well as fastest growing. Which we looked at periods over the last year and how quickly they're growing on our platform. And then we also had a few other brand categories that we had some internal committees vote on. So we had diversity and leadership. So companies that are run by women and minorities, really cool companies doing cool things in the space. Best branding and advertising, that focused on companies that have really great brand profiles on LeafLink, and I've also run really great ads on the platform that have had a lot of response from retailers. We also have LeafLink customer favorites. So those are brands that are doing great work on customer service on our platform, so how quickly they respond to orders and messages from retailers.
Now, what's fascinating to me about when you're crunching all the numbers here, there's a lot of the individual companies that have come into the space that have been affixed, you know, not only through what you've been doing through your work, but has thought of considering adding data to the mix. So New Frontier, BDS, or some of the things, the companies I can think of off the top of my head. And I just say to myself, you know, because of this information being publicized and being pushed out up in front for companies within, you know, the industry and to be seen by the mainstream, talk to me about the manpower and research it took to do this, because this is not where you're taking from other resources. This is not like from some government entities. You're doing this on your own. So I'm imagining how many people do you have to put into this list, the research, and how were you able to determine? Now, I know you had a team that kind of awarded who was distinguished and who was not. How did that really come about, trying to find out who was worthy of being recognized and what data was important and being able to gather it?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. We obviously have an in-house engineering team here, and because of them, I was able to pull the data from our platform to create this list. We, you know, don't sell our data and we keep it anonymized, but I'm internally able to use that data to create LeafLink lists. Not to get technical, but we just use SQL queries to pull some of this information. And then I worked with Ryan and Zach, our two co-founders, and also Susanna, our marketing manager, to determine how we felt we could define these different categories. They say in the cannabis industry, it's like 1 year is like dog year. So it's like 7 years in the cannabis industry.
Right.
Now that we've been doing this for 3 years and we've seen so many different companies come across our platform and we've seen who's successful, we've used some of that kind of internal knowledge to determine how we would pull the hard numbers that went into this list.
Ryan, I want to point this question to you. Now, besides the name recognition, for those that can say we were distinguished to be listed on the LeafLink list as this category, best in this category, are you looking to offer anything in addition to the companies that are being awarded? Is there something, some kind of a perk they get for that, some kind of a token of appreciation for it?
And we think about all of our brands as partners. There's this really exciting dynamic where they're growing in tandem with us into new states, tackling new product lines and really just growing their teams. So the bonus is that we can, you know, keep doing more of that together and in new territories and states. And the recognition is important. We spent a lot of time with our PR team as well to get names out there and in our all growing together, getting that name recognition and putting the list out there. A lot of the companies on LeafLink, a lot of companies in the space are raising capital. So getting some of these, getting on such a list as LeafLink list can be helpful to them in some of those more, subjective, powerful ways. And hopefully they can use that to keep going the path that the whole space is going, which is very, very much forward.
So I want to ask you before
just
we go
to
into
tack on,
oh, go ahead,
to
Claire.
Tack on to what Ryan said is that also on LeafLink on shop brands, when retailers log in, they can see who won LeafLink list. And so it will give them heightened exposure in our marketplace and likely more inquiries from retailers on their products.
Oh, wonderful. That's good to know. So before we go and get into ourselves into a break, I want to ask you, Ryan, how often do you plan to update the list?
So we're still thinking that through, but probably it will make it an annual list. It's really depending on how much work goes into it. If we move a little faster each time, but likely it will be an annual release.
Well, I'm imagining that first build out would be the one that was going to take the most time. So if it's just a matter of the updates should be significantly a little more streamlined, you would think the next time around. So again, we are speaking with Ryan Smith, the CEO and co-founder of LeafLink, and Claire Maloney, who was the company's first hire and growth manager at LeafLink, who managed the LeafLink list. We're going to talk more about LeafLink in general, get some data, talk some numbers coming up on the other side of this break here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with more Blunt Business, presented by Strainwise Consulting. Again, we're with LeafLink's Ryan Smith and Claire Maloney. Now, LeafLink was named, congratulations, to Fast Company's 10 Most Innovative list. That's huge. That Fast Company considers someone to be on that list based on product innovation, creative innovation, timeliness, cultural impact, and context as their weighing factors. So talk to me about your reaction to the achievement and how has it amplified interest in LeafLink?
So all these other, we created LeafLink lists, but now all these other lists that we're on as a company, we think is really exciting because it's many companies are in the space are competing with each other, brands versus brands, retailers versus retailers, but there is this underlying unified cause to mainstream the industry, get federal recognition and allowance of the space to continue to exist and grow. And for us at LeafLink to be not only on the list independently as a company, we're excited about that, but for the whole space to be included on that list really plays into what we think we're building here, which is great software for great companies, regardless of the industry. We believe the cannabis space deserves that. And so becoming part of that mix is important for the whole community together. And we were, really proud to be representing in that way on that list.
So Ryan, I want to, not to toot your horn, but toot. You're a pretty young guy, and you know, when it comes down to, you have been a pretty successful entrepreneur prior to coming into the cannabis industry. You founded and exited two companies. One you sold to a public firm on the New York Stock Exchange. So, I mean, you got a lot of work creating and managing B2B firms and working in the online marketplace. And then you come to LeafLink, and then you also haven't left that entrepreneurship spirit away because you write for entrepreneur.com. You contribute articles. One of the articles you put in recently was how the cannabis industry is redefining supply chain management. We've been talking about supply and demand a lot, especially when it comes to the way things are going on right now with the launch of California earlier this year, mm-hmm. and the way things are kind of sprouting right now in Canada over the last, 60 days that they've launched. Now, you wrote, quote, "The explosive growth of the space in such a short time has created a need for a new era of supply chain management to help operators adapt to new regulations, distribution models, and other issues related to a highly regulated but thriving industry." And like I said, we've spoken to companies here on Blunt Business that have spoken about the issue of supply and demand in regards to distribution and technology. How is your work at LeafLink contributing to address the supply chain issue?
It's a great question because it plays right into our long-term vision at LeafLink. And one of the things that got Zach and I so excited about building in this space, because we previously weren't in the cannabis industry. But then again, you know, 5-6 years ago, neither were most of the people that are building the space now. And what we found was interesting was you have a, you know, demographically young, inherently very progressive-minded community of owners and operators and teams in this space. And we couldn't really think of another example of a space that was coming of age and growing, being defined with technology from the very beginning. And if you look at liquor distribution, these three-tier distribution models that exist, a lot of that was created at a time before you had these technological luxuries to build inefficiencies in the supply chain that we think we can build into the cannabis industry through LeafLink. And so our vision is, like, what does a supply chain that's truly virtualized begin to look like? We think it empowers brands. We think it makes retailers, makes their lives easier on how they bring in orders and make decisions on what they should be stocking their shelves with. And the level of efficiency and transparency in a highly regulated market is really, really important. And that's something that we know our tech can provide. But the goal is to truly create a single platform. Anyone on this, the three of us on this call probably use 10 different platforms every day just to get through and our to-dos. And I think a lot of that is because each thing is being done by very specific, each hole is being filled by a very specific company.
Right.
What can a space look like if there's one platform that you are either on it or you're not on it? But if you're not on the platform, you're not really seen to be a true operator in this space, because that is where the community lives and exists and transacts. And that's what we're building on the supply chain side at LeafLink.
Well, you think that there's a tire cliche. They always talk about building a better mousetrap. And I'm telling you, it's a tough challenge to muster and try to build off of that, to try to be that one all in one place. And I can just only imagine. Now, in that same article, you look at the real bright side of the industry, just the upside. In the same article, you said that retail sales this year are projected to be at $9 billion and expected to grow by 2022 to $22 billion. God, that's a lot of money. You explained that this is an unprecedented volume that will be difficult for retailers to prepare for. So how much of the impact is based on what you are able to forecast in California and Canada? And are there any solutions on the way?
The growth that we're seeing, there's so many numbers that are being put out on how large the space is going to be. You know, is it going to bifurcate between pharmaceutical and recreational? Will they always exist together? There are a ton of challenges that each of the different markets are working through right now. For us, when we make some of these projections, it's based off, you know, there are industry reports that are marrying B2B and B2C transactions that project all this out. But the thing that is so interesting about it and makes it, you know, a little bit difficult to pin down exactly what it will be is because not only are individual markets that already exist growing rapidly, but there will likely be 3-4 other international territories in the next 18 months that completely begin to open up. And so us, as a growing company, we always need to expand market share in the markets where we already exist, but the market share itself is expanding. And so it's almost at this like exponential level of how quickly we need to be moving to really continue to capture that market share. So, you know, we pick numbers that we think we'll get to, ones we've seen before, but really the potential is exceptional.
And the potential you talk about with international territories, we know there's only three countries right now that allow cannabis fully legalized. So are there any countries that you see that in particular that would create the biggest impact?
I think Western Europe, as a collection of countries, would be a really interesting one. I think what's happening, you know, just in the last two or three weeks down in Mexico, obviously right. Canada several weeks back, the inevitability is so obviously going to happen. And the way now in the U.S. we look at, you know, what state is going to flip in the midterms? What state's going to create a medical program in 2020? I think that we'll get to a point where already the majority of U.S. states have medical programs. Soon, I assume the majority of states will have recreational programs. But then we'll go from what state's going every 6-12 months to what country's flipping next. And I think that's the larger dominoes to fall. So I'd say, you know, Western Europe and then South America particularly are going to be, you know, huge markets, and there's such a element of social change, like social justice is to right as well in some of those other markets. So I think there's a number of things that are applying pressure that will get us there.
Now, and I'm going to correct what I said earlier, that Mexico would become the third country to have full legalization of cannabis, because I'm just looking at what's being said, the bill, like you said, that's being placed out. The incoming president, López Obrador, is looking the most likely going to make that pass possible. So that, like, obviously another huge market to come into play. And of course, we know in the next 3 years, we'll have another full set of elections that will definitely turn some states either medical or legal for sure, and increase the numbers by that. I totally agree with that as well.
And I think what could be really interesting that happens also in the next 2 years is, there are very few things that all Americans agree on, but this is becoming very quickly like an issue that crosses the aisle. And I think we're going to see each of the parties, Democrats and Republicans, fighting to make it their own on the next election cycle for different reasons. But I think it's going to be a large point in the 2020 election.
And I think this is, it could be, maybe not, people are not going to look at it, but it is one of those swing topics that I think by the time we get to 2020, people will make it a point to say, you know what, that could be enough to sway a lot of independent votes at a more
Definitely.
Point. You know, we saw the change in the Attorney General. We just see things that are coming into play where there's a good chance it can happen. So that would be really good to see. Now, you recently cited some data that also said this. And this is interesting out of this whole swath of who's when you just mentioned the appeal for cannabis among, you know, American voters. You recently cited that data is increasingly revealing that cannabis consumers, are increasingly revealing to be wellness-seeking millennials and mature professionals. And you said, quote, these individuals are seeking out non-smokable products, as some of the most familiar and effective products on the shelf just happen to be infused beverages. So, I mean, you know, people are kind of swaying away from the Red Bulls and the Monsters of the world, going to something CBD infused. So how much should retailers take this into account as to what should be on their store shelves?
It's impossible to walk down the street in most major U.S. cities now and not see a sign for CBD products that are being distributed. Where they come from, how they're transported is a whole other thing to figure out in conversation. But CBD is like the hottest category right now, even beyond you know, within the cannabis industry. So like part of the mainstreaming of these items means people are going to become more educated about what is CBD. Oh, that's a compound within a plant that has all these other incredible values that we should begin to learn about. And it just takes it away from the stigma that's historically existed, because it's really important. I mean, I was on a panel last week with the founder of Kiva, Christy, and she said, we're a wellness company. And there's just values that I think need to be built in and very much repeated so that we can break the stigma of what exists about the plant, about the community, about this industry. And wellness is a great way to go, because there are people who are finding incredible power and value in pain relief and medical treatments that this is paired with. So, yeah, it's wellness category is enormous.
Interesting. So, we're here with Ryan Smith, and I know what we were talking about here with Claire Maloney with LeafLink. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here with both Ryan and Claire when we get back here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body, it's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with final questions with Ryan Smith, the CEO and co-founder of LeafLink, and Claire Maloney, the growth manager at LeafLink, who helped manage the LeafLink list, which we talked about at the start of the show. Now, Ryan, this wasn't necessarily a question I was going to ask right off, but I wanted to follow back up on someone to talk about the data and what's going on within the industry. And this is something that's very important to me, where I saw through several conferences I got to go to this year, the influx, the obviously, the kind of amount of investment that's being put in and the interest and the conversations that are being put out there that we're seeing publicly among, like you said, many companies when it comes to getting involved in the cannabis industry. There's one thing where your background comes great into play. Now, I know you and your co-founder, Zach Silverman, you have offices in L.A. and New York. You are obviously on the, you know, you have people who have your eyes from LA to Silicon Valley to New York. They're looking at what's going on with you. I see you're being nominated for 3 Timmy Awards, which I don't know what that was. I don't know if you won or not, but that's interesting. I would love to know what that is. But more importantly, what I want to know is you must have your ear to the ground as to what companies and what things are going on and how LA, Silicon Valley, New York, Wall Street is perceiving the cannabis industry and how they're looking to get themselves in. What are you seeing about the influence and how that adds into the numbers that you have coming up in terms of the growth in the industry?
So last quarter, there was over $8 billion deployed in capital in the cannabis industry. And about a year ago, when we were raising our Series A, we did a roadshow through the Valley and, you know, all the names of VCs we'd recognize. We sat down with them to talk about not only, you know, half of our raises are usually about LeafLink and the other half's about people should be educated, aware of what incredible opportunities and magic we're really creating in this space, the new standards we're setting. And the number of companies, even on the West Coast, right before, think about this, is November 2017, right before California is about to go fully legal within 60, 90 days. And people just weren't yet playing in the space. They were trying to learn more, but they weren't ready to cut checks. We ended up closing our Series A with companies that are actually a few based in LA, but none in Silicon Valley were really going after the space yet. And what I'm beginning to see is the number of companies that we were originally reaching out to, let's say 2 years ago, to get meetings with, are now reaching out to us to learn more about the space, to learn more about LeafLink and the dominoes seem to really be falling much, much faster. When you think about California now being legal for almost a full year, right, working through a lot of challenges in the market, Massachusetts coming online, New Jersey, New York potentially flipping in the next 9 or 12 months. What this all means is capital providers know and investors want to get in on this on this amazing opportunity. It's a powerful drug. There's a really passionate community behind it, and it's going to just keep moving faster and faster. I think you're going to begin seeing a lot of additional capital come into the space from names that are much more recognizable, that have done other you know, great tech companies that they've invested in before. And that's just part of the space getting to where we all believe it's going.
So are they seeing something when it comes to the stigma and reputation that is now, obviously the industry itself wants to sway away from what it was perceived in the past? What is happening with these companies where, you know, they're obviously, is it just the people that are coming into the space like yourself and Zach? Or is it just that the industry itself is becoming more appealing and it can be taken more seriously to the mainstream eye?
Yeah, there's more more consistency around everything, like the teams, the products, the missions, what the goals are of the space. Everyone is really well aligned. I think there's people coming into the industry now that just want to be in cannabis, but every role that you have at any other company exists within our space as well. There's always marketing teams, and there are sales teams, and there's corporate teams, and if you're a lawyer, an accountant, you can find those roles in the cannabis space. But we think at the same time, bringing new people in should be paired with incredible pioneers and entrepreneurs that set all this momentum in motion. And a lot of the best brands and operators in the space are founded by and still run by those pioneers that have been in the industry for 5-10 years, or sometimes even longer. And so getting those two things together, the experience, how much they know about the plant and the education they can provide, with people that work at LeafLink, for example, we have a mix of both groups at our company, but we also have people from BuzzFeed and from Snapchat, and bringing them into the space. Like, they would not be in this industry if they didn't work at LeafLink, and we think that's how we catapult everything forward.
So, great way to kind of wrap things up here is because people can go ahead and find out more about this. If they need a particular point of reference, the LeafLink list is a great place to go to get an idea of which companies are really, you know, rising to the top when it comes to the industry in general, based on the research that you have, a lot of findings that you have among the orders to your wholesale ordering platform. Now, so this goes to you, Ryan and Claire. Where can people learn more about the LeafLink list and learn more about the vast research that all of you're doing and learn more about the wholesale ordering platform? Everything they need to know about LeafLink, where do they go?
They can find
Absolutely. Everything.
Yeah, go ahead, Claire.
You can find everything at leaflink.com. You can link directly to the list there. It has its own landing page. It's leaflinklist2018.com. And each of the winners on the list has a link to their public menu on LeafLink, so retailers can shop the list.
And Ryan?
Yep, leaflink.com or sales@leaflink.com. If you're not yet a member of the community, we'd love to work with you, learn what you're building, and help you get there faster.
Fantastic. This has been a great conversation. Again, we've been talking with Ryan Smith, the CEO and co-founder of LeafLink, and Claire Maloney, growth manager at LeafLink, who managed the LeafLink list, obviously. And to repeat, the list that we just talked about, the LeafLink list, can be found at leaflinklist2018.com. Find out more information about the company at leaflink.com. So with that said, another company you should learn about if you're looking to get your foot in the door of the cannabis industry, as well as entrepreneurs looking to start their own marijuana business. Check out Strainwise Consulting. You can go ahead and check them out at www.strainwiseconsulting.com. Thank you all for joining us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes and this episode by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Ryan and Claire, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
And thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. extra cash. Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.